This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, usually when we talk about a business deciding to rebrand or completely redesign their website, there's this underlying expectation of a fresh start.
Oh, absolutely. It's that clean slate feeling.
Right. You update the logo, you pick some sleek new colors, tell the web development team to make the whole user experience a bit more modern. And then naturally, you try to launch it right before your biggest marketing push of the year.
Yeah, which makes sense to us humans. I mean, it's the digital equivalent of getting a fresh coat of paint on a house right before you host a massive party.
Totally.
You want the place looking absolutely perfect when the highest volume of guests walk through the front door.
Exactly. It's a completely aesthetic decision, and it is driven almost entirely by the calendar. We want the shiny new thing ready for the big event.
Right.
But then you step into the world of modern digital platform architecture, and suddenly that fresh coat of paint is actually seeping into the engine of your business and just quietly destroying the transmission.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring a business decision that seems deceptively simple on the surface, but is secretly a massive operational gamble that could be draining your marketing budget without you even realizing it.
Because we are so conditioned to think of websites as, you know, static digital brochures.
Yeah, just pictures and text.
Exactly. We forget that underneath the visuals, they are highly complex, data-driven machines constantly communicating with third-party platforms.
And to help you navigate this, we are pulling from a really insightful piece of source material today. It's an analysis by Paris Jane from Double Dome Digital Marketing, and it's titled Perfect Your Rebrand Schedule, Website Redesign Timing.
It's a fascinating read.
It really is. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack why the most intuitive time to redesign your website is actually the worst possible time, and how doing it wrong severely damages your revenue in our modern search ecosystem.
The overarching trap here is making structural engineering decisions based on when a team feels like having a launch party, rather than looking at what the algorithms actually require to maintain your market visibility.
Okay, let's unpack this landscape, because the environment we are operating in right now in 2026 is profoundly different than it was even a few years ago.
Oh, it's night and day.
Let's put you, the listener, in the shoes of a CEO or a marketing director for a minute. Imagine you are allocating a premium, say, $15,000 monthly marketing budget.
And at that level of spend, you aren't paying for vanity metrics or arbitrary brand awareness.
No, not at all.
You are looking for a highly predictable customer acquisition machine.
Right. You just want a system that runs while you sleep, capturing leads and generating revenue. But maybe your growth has plateaued or your visual branding is just starting to look a little tired compared to your competitors.
Which happens to everyone.
Yeah. The natural instinct is to say, let's schedule a full-scale redesign for sometime this summer to get ready for the fall push.
Which is exactly the trap.
But in the 2026 context, we are operating in the middle of what Paris Jane calls an AI slump.
And that AI slump changes the entire calculus of a redesign.
How so?
Well, traditional search click volumes, the old behavior of typing a query, getting 10 blue links, and clicking through several websites to find an answer, those volumes are steadily shrinking.
Because in the AI overviews?
Exactly. Users are increasingly getting their answers directly from AI summaries and conversational models right on the search results page.
Which means the pool of traditional direct traffic is much smaller, and the traffic that actually does click through to a website is incredibly valuable and highly contested.
Right. You are fighting for a smaller slice of a much more lucrative pie.
Yeah.
Because of that, businesses have absolutely zero runway for operational hiccups. You can't accept an agency shrugging and saying, well, traffic is down this month because the search algorithm is updating.
You need a dashboard that simply says, I spent X dollars and I made Y dollars.
Exactly.
So, deciding to overhaul your entire site architecture right in the middle of a peak buying season just to have a fresh look, I mean, it's like deciding to completely remodel the layout of a physical retail store right in the middle of the Black Friday rush.
Oh, that is a perfect analogy.
You've got customers pouring in the door, credit cards in hand, and suddenly they find that the aisles have been moved, the registers are unplugged, and the signage is completely missing.
And just like that Black Friday scenario, it causes absolute chaos precisely when you need efficiency the most.
Right.
Your returning customers are confused, but more importantly, your tracking systems and the external algorithms are completely blinded.
Yeah, the machines don't know what to do.
True redesign timing cannot be based on a marketing calendar. We have to treat the digital platform like a finely tuned ecosystem that relies on clinical math and historical data.
Let's look under the hood at the immediate fallout. You hit publish on the new layout during a live campaign. What actually breaks? Like, what happens to your ad platforms the very next morning?
The first thing you'll see is a massive disruption to your ad spend efficiency. Platforms like Google Ads assign your account a quality score.
Okay.
This score dictates how much you pay per click. It judges how relevant and reliable your landing page is, based almost entirely on historical data.
So it's looking backward.
Right. It looks at your past bounce rates, your time to first byte rendering speeds, how users historically interacted with the page layout.
So when you launch a brand new layout, even if it looks cleaner to a human, you are fundamentally changing the underlying code structure.
Right.
You might be loading new JavaScript, different CSS files, changing the layout shift metrics.
And the machine learning algorithms over at the ad networks detect those code changes instantly.
Wow.
They don't see a pretty new design. They see an unrecognized environment.
Right, because they don't have eyes.
Exactly. Because they have zero historical user data for this new configuration, they instantly reset your quality scores back to baseline or lower.
So basically, you're paying a premium just for confusing the algorithm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Your cost per click spikes overnight, eating up that $15,000 budget exponentially faster for the exact same ad placements you had yesterday.
You are actively penalizing your own campaign efficiency.
That is wild.
But the ad spend is really only one side of the coin. The plumbing on the back end usually fractures at the exact same time.
You're talking about the server-side APIs breaking.
Right. Upgrading a website's back-end infrastructure almost always requires remapping how data flows from the public site into your private systems.
Like the CRMs.
Yeah, we're talking about tracking tags, secure server-side APIs, and custom CRM routing logic.
Let's break down how that fracture actually happens. Say a user fills out a beautifully redesigned form to request a quote.
Okay.
They click submit. The front end looks like it worked, but what goes wrong in the back end?
Well, in a stable system, that form submission sends a very specific data payload to your CRM. It expects specific field IDs, like first name, email, company size.
Mm.
But during a chaotic mid-season code deployment, developers frequently update field names, change the routing URLs, or just accidentally sever a hidden tracking script.
Oh, no.
So the CRM database receives a payload it doesn't recognize, or it receives nothing at all, and it simply rejects the lead.
The user thinks they contacted you, you spent good ad money to get them there, but the lead just vanishes into the digital ether.
Oof.
Gone.
You have total attribution blindness right in the middle of your most valuable campaign.
You have no idea which ads are working, which are failing, or how many actual opportunities you're bleeding out through broken APIs.
Okay, I can see how broken forms and reset ad scores would cause a nightmare.
Yeah.
But there is a third disruption mentioned in the source material that feels a bit more abstract.
The AI aspect.
Yeah. If you deploy redesign at the wrong time, you risk creating major gaps in AI recommendations. Wait, so if I just make my site look more modern and update the text, a conversational AI like ChatGPT or Google Gemini might literally drop me from its recommendations.
Yeah. How does an aesthetic update cause an AI to forget who I am?
Because what's fascinating here is that to a large language model, an aesthetic update doesn't exist.
Right.
Conversational models do not consume a website the way human eyes do. They rely on high-confidence structural data to pull direct answers for users.
Okay.
This comes down to a concept known as entity mapping.
Entity mapping. So we're talking about how the AI understands the relationship between different concepts on the site.
Exactly. Think of entity mapping as the AI building a complex family tree of your content over time.
I like that. A family tree.
Right. It learns that your business is the parent entity, which connects to service A, which securely links to specific outcome B.
Makes sense.
It verifies these relationships by repeatedly crawling your site structure over months and years, building a high level of historical confidence that your business is the definitive authority on that specific topic.
So if I launch a redesign and I consolidate a bunch of pages, change the URL structure, and nest my services under different drop-down menus, I've basically scrambled the family tree.
You've completely severed the ties. The indexing spiders crawl the new site, and the data hierarchy they relied on is just gone.
Wow.
The entities are no longer mapped the way they expect. As a result, the AI's confidence in your brand plummets.
And because these AI models prioritize accuracy above all else, they aren't going to risk giving a user a broken answer from a chaotic, newly mapped site.
Exactly.
They will just bypass you and recommend a competitor whose site structure they can still confidently read.
Precisely. You have induced algorithmic amnesia.
Algorithmic amnesia? That sounds terrifying for a business.
It really is. So if changing the layout wipes out our historical AI confidence, breaks our CRM routing, and tanks our ad efficiency, we clearly cannot execute these deployments during peak operational seasons.
Which begs the question, what does a safe deployment actually look like? Like, how do we modernize without breaking the machine?
Well, the source outlines a highly strategic timeline to safely navigate this, starting well before any new designs are even pitched.
Okay, phase one.
Right. Phase one focuses on running a deep structural audit of your existing traffic footprint.
You have to map out exactly what is already working and what the algorithms currently value about your site before you start tearing the foundation apart.
Yes. And a major part of this is identifying and isolating the content on your site that carries unique information gain.
Information gain is such a crucial concept right now. It essentially refers to pages that offer truly unique data, original research, or specific viewpoints that simply don't exist anywhere else on the web.
It's the exact opposite of generic SEO fluff.
Right.
And search engines actually have patents detailing how they reward information gain. If an AI model knows your site is the singular source for a specific data point, that page is incredibly valuable.
You have to take a meticulous inventory of those assets.
You map them, you document their exact URL structures, and you build a protective perimeter around them during the redesign so you don't accidentally delete the exact data the AI relies on.
Okay, so once we've mapped our entities, protected our high-value information, and built the new site in a staging environment, when do we actually push the button?
This brings us to the core of the strategy.
Yeah.
Off-peak code deployment. Phase two.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
You lock down the launch for a historical shoulder month, a period of predictably low traffic.
The source points to June as a great example for a lot of B2B markets.
Yeah, June is often perfect. Deploying during a low traffic shoulder season gives your developers a low stakes sandbox.
Because nobody is really there.
Exactly. When the volume of visitors is at its lowest, you have the breathing room to actively monitor those CRM loops, test the live form submissions, and ensure the APIs are passing payloads correctly.
You know, if you think about it, this is exactly how professional sports teams operate.
Oh, how so?
Well, if a star athlete needs to undergo an invasive knee surgery to improve their performance, they don't schedule that surgery right before the playoffs. They wait for the off season.
Right. They undergo the procedure when there are absolutely no games being played.
They use that low pressure window to heal, rehabilitate the knee, and stabilize their conditioning.
Yeah.
By the time opening day rolls around, they are back to peak performance, fully integrated, and ready to handle the stress of the season.
And your server-side test environment during a slow month is that exact rehabilitation phase for your business.
That makes total sense.
You are verifying data attribution and clearing out indexing warnings from Google without the pressure of active, expensive campaign traffic aggressively hitting the servers.
Which sets up phase three of the strategy beautifully, algorithmic stabilization.
Right.
Because you deployed in a slow month, you give the ad platforms time to relearn your new layout. Your quality scores stabilize at the new baseline before you ramp up your budget for the fall push.
Yes. Furthermore, this quiet period is when the AI engines are recrawling your site and digesting your fresh JSON-LD schema layers.
Okay, let's demystify JSON-LD.
Sure.
It sounds incredibly dense, but it's vital for this process. What exactly is a crawler reading when it looks at these schema layers?
So JSON-LD stands for JavaScript Object Notation for linked data.
Quite a mouthful.
It is. While CSS and HTML tell a human browser how to make a page look pretty, JSON-LD is an invisible script that speaks directly to the search bots.
Okay.
It explicitly categorizes your content. It literally says to the bot, this block of text is a product. It costs this much. Here's the SKU, and here are the user ratings.
Oh, wow. It's a direct translator that bypasses the visual design entirely.
Exactly. By feeding the AI this perfectly structured link data during a low traffic window, you are rapidly rebuilding that entity mapping we talked about earlier.
You reestablish the family tree.
Yes. You tell the machine exactly how things relate now.
And because you gave the machines time to adjust in the off season, by the time consumer demand switches back on, your new architecture is fully understood.
The AI trusts you again.
Right. You are positioned as the market's preferred answer, backed by a technical foundation that seamlessly catches every lead.
When you lay it all out like that, it creates a massive contrast between two completely different philosophies of running a business.
So what does this all mean? Like, you have reactionary deployments versus strategic execution.
Yeah.
A reactionary deployment is choosing a launch date based on internal momentum or arbitrary quarterly goals.
Yeah.
It results in immediate CPC inflation, fractured APIs, bleeding leads, and inducing algorithmic amnesia.
It's just chaos.
Whereas strategic execution leverages historical low traffic windows to optimize for stability, protect information gain, and verify your AI positioning.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that contrast ultimately dictates what the CEO actually sees on their analytics dashboard.
Right.
If you execute strategically, you completely eliminate the need for complex agency excuses.
Exactly. Nobody wants to sit through a 20-page slide deck explaining why lead velocity plummeted due to a, you know, cascading layout shift.
No, absolutely not.
You want ultimate transparency. You want a dashboard that accurately tracks the entire journey. Spent X dollars, built Y asset, captured Z lead.
It's about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's treating your digital presence as a tangible, highly measurable financial asset rather than an ongoing art project.
To really ground this technical strategy, I think it's important to look at the author's background.
Oh, yeah. Paris Jane.
Yeah. Paris brings over 17 years of hands-on experience in complex CMS platforms, deep back-end systems like PHP, WordPress, and Joomla. He's been in the trenches of web infrastructure for nearly two decades.
And when you spend that much time dealing with database migrations and server-side logic, you intimately understand how fragile these ecosystems really are.
Oh, sure.
That's why this entire framework is so heavily biased toward code stability and minimizing risk.
But the analysis also notes that when he isn't architecting these massive digital deployments, he spends his time visiting temples, enjoying the countryside, and watching cricket.
I love that.
Yeah, it brings this incredibly dense technical advice back down to a very human reality.
It reflects a core philosophy of predictability. You engineer your platforms to be calm, stable, and resilient so that you can actually step away and enjoy your life.
Rather than spending your weekends frantically putting out fires during a mid-season traffic surge.
Exactly.
For you, the listener, whether you are managing a massive monthly budget or meticulously scaling a smaller operation, this really demands a fundamental shift in perspective.
It does.
It's about moving away from the old mindset of just trying to capture random temporary traffic and shifting toward actually owning permanent market revenue.
The Source is advocating for a transition from renting temporary attention to building enduring brand equity.
Renting versus owning.
Right. When you rent attention, you are perpetually at the mercy of the next ad campaign or the latest visual trend.
Yeah.
But when you treat your platform architecture, your entities, your schemas, your server-side APIs as your ultimate competitive advantage, you build a fortress.
You secure your capital and maximize the conversion of every single user who lands on your site.
You align your entire infrastructure with the reality of how modern AI and search algorithms actually behave, rather than how we wish they behaved for the sake of our marketing calendars.
So, to quickly recap our journey today, timing a website redesign is far from a simple aesthetic choice. It is a highly sensitive technical maneuver.
Very much so.
It absolutely must respect algorithmic stabilization. It must account for AI entity mapping. And it requires historical low traffic windows to execute safely. Ignoring the hidden mechanics of your digital ecosystem puts your revenue directly in the crosshairs of the very machines you rely on for visibility.
You know, this analysis of how algorithms process our digital environments raises a really fascinating question, and it's one I want to leave you with today.
Right, let's hear it.
If conversational AI models are becoming the primary way users find information, and those models rely entirely on structured data feeds like JSON-LD while completely ignoring visual design.
Yeah.
Will we soon reach a point where websites aren't designed for human eyes at all, but exist purely as raw, invisible data feeds engineered exclusively for AI to read?
Oh, wow. Now there's a thought that completely changes the definition of web design. If the machines are our primary audience, maybe we need to rethink who we are actually building these platforms for in the first place.
It's a wild thought.
It really is. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the hidden mechanics behind your business strategies. And whatever you do, don't remodel your store during the Black Friday rush. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.